Christmas Eve and all my friends are here. Wrapping up presents, it happens once a year. I do my best when I'm wrapping my gifts. I take a lot of pride when I put the gift inside of the wrap. Wrap, wrap, wrap. Yeah, come on, say it again, y'all. The wrap, 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 wrap.
Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch something from our youth and see how it stands up. I am Sky.
I'm Jake.
And we would like to wish you a turtle Christmas.
Well, I'd like to wish you a non-denominational Merry Christmas, but Sky insisted.
I feel like Christmas is pretty denominational.
Nah, I mean, the parts of it are. But the other parts aren't.
What?
You know, Santa's not. Santa's not just a...
It's Santa's birthday. I won't have you disrespect
I'm well
that.
I'm well aware.
If you can hear that squeaking in the background, that's Otis enjoying his fish.
We have a podcast dog now. Like all good podcasts. I mean, he's just my regular dog during the week. I rent him to Sky for the podcast.
He's a big, smelly goober. Anyhow.
Here's what happened. We did this once, and Sky fucked it yet again. So here we are. We're going to watch We Wish You a Turtle's Christmas a second time.
Technically the third, because we watched it once to understand what was happening.
You're not wrong.
And it's something, guys. It is a thing.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
We Wish You a Turtle's Christmas. No one cares at all about it to protect the copyright, so...
Not even Eastman and or Laird.
No.
But,
Donatello. He's probably in charge of all the turtles, like, legal papers.
And their social media, probably.
Yeah.
He's their tech guy.
No, Michelangelo's in charge of their social media.
Well, I mean, like, Donatello maintains it all, but Michelangelo probably does all their tweeting.
Yeah.
And Instagramming.
That's fair.
And Snapchatting.
Yo, man.
His turtle dick.
Just got another anchovy and peanut butter marshmallow pizza. So anyway, it starts with a real brief song about being turtles, doesn't it?
Yeah, something completely different and non-Christmassy, and it's super weird. Very 1990s.
Is this the 90s-est the turtles have ever been?
Out of their shell tour is pretty close.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That one's super duper duper 90s, but this one is a very close ringer. So the Turtles, like, I can't even think of a comparable band to what I'm hearing.
It's because none of the music like from the 90s that would have been similar to this has survived to today. Because it's not good. And
yeah.
We were too young to like be steeped in whatever terrible music was happening at that point.
It could be. But like I think they're actually cutting in... Like, the turtles from the original movie, when they're just walking around in the ooze, the actual turtles, they're just splicing that footage in.
Turtles.
Yeah.
I was like, no, those are the terrible new costumes that they made for this. But yeah, those might be movie star turtles.
Those red sliders. You know, they're $500 each.
And then, I don't know if this is the original VHS credits, or just what they did for YouTube or something, but it looks so cheap.
Yeah, there's just like a swoosh of color and Comic Sans words for like 5 minutes.
It's
they're
so
long and there's
so
nothing.
Much silence. Where you get to look at all the people who thought they were doing something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we're reviewing it. So we open up and the turtles are in the sewer and they invite us to help with their tree. And
they're all affecting, well, at least Leonardo's affecting like a fake Jamaican accent. So he can...
Yeah.
Sing a reggae song.
Yeah, they just launch into Deck the Halls, but it's about turtle stuff, and it's like a vaguely reggae theme, and all of the turtles, like, the costumes are okay. The mouths move
they look
pretty
like,
well.
Like, real high-end, like, turtle costumes you could have rented at this time, like,
yeah,
for parties
or pizza openings.
Like, it probably costs, each one to rent probably costs, like, $500, $600.
Probably.
But you know what? For We Wish You a Turtles Christmas VHS special release, we're not going to spare any expense, unless someone wants a Splinter costume, but we'll get to that.
The lyrics are indistinguishable sometimes, but it's irrelevant.
I mean,
they're basically...
La, 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 la. We know that, at least.
It's fine. Like, they're trying to trim the tree, but Leonardo is making no attempt to get the tangle of lights off of his body.
Listen, those lights get hot. I mean,
he's a turtle. They love heat lamps.
Yeah, except that's a fake rubber costume. They're going to melt the fake rubber. I'm very worried. They're not going to get their deposit back.
They made their choice.
They did.
So once the song is finally over, Raphael has this scroll that's like 40 feet long. He's like, I did all my shopping and I got stuff for everyone. I'm so glad I'm done on Christmas Eve.
How come in TV no one is done like being ready for Christmas until Christmas Eve? Or they don't start until Christmas Eve?
for drama?
Our Christmas tree has been up since like
November 1st.
No, after everyone's bitching, I stop putting it up after Halloween. I wait till after Christmas. Actually, it might have been up before Thanksgiving. I lied. I don't remember when it went up, but it's been up for a while.
It's fine. So Raph's just like, so Michelangelo, what did you get Splinter for Christmas? And Mike's like, I wasn't in charge of that. It was Leonardo. And Leonardo's like, no, it's supposed to be Donatello. And Donatello's like, I did it last year.
Like any good brothers, they fight over who's supposed to be in charge of their parents' present. When anyone knows... In this situation, it should be Leonardo's responsibility.
Yeah, because one, he knows Splinter better than them, and Michelangelo would just buy him a pizza or, like,
and he's the responsible
knee pads.
One. My if it was not for me, my parents would never, ever have received a present, ever. Every birthday and Christmas and Father's Day and Mother's Day, I'm in charge because my brothers can't handle it.
Right.
And I say, give me $25 and I'll take care of it.
It's a system that works. So they all drop the ball super hard, and Raph's mad even though he was the one with the list. So they sing a song, and they get into the sewer to go by... they're specifically going to Macy's. Did Macy's sponsor this? We should have done some research.
No. There's no, like, indication that it is Macy's, other than they sing it.
They name-check Macy's, like, two or three times. At least twice. And also, the turtles don't have turtle feet. They have little tiny black booties. It's weird. It's like the rest of the costume showed up and they're like, fuck, we don't have feet.
Or that was a caveat of like renting the costumes from the costume shop is don't wear these in a sewer, please.
Maybe. Do they have feet later?
No.
Okay.
Well, because once you establish put the boots on, you can't go back when they're outside. That
I guess.
Makes no sense.
So.
Also, that was Through the Woods to Grandmother's House We Go. Is that?
I believe
that
so.
Song was
yeah.
Song, but it was about going to get Splinter.
Right. From Macy's. So they get above ground and there's a bunch of homeless children bucket drumming for
these
no one.
They are way too well dressed to be homeless. They're like
marooned? Abandoned?
No, I think they're like well-to-do kids who like snuck out to go drum near a
Well, maybe they're just fire. Really successful bucket drummers.
Oh, and they bought all these new coats?
Yeah, they're just doing super well.
I mean, I guess it is Christmas Eve, so probably like 2 days before for a photo op. Like a mayor or something probably gave out all these coats that he collected.
And a pair of rollerblades.
Yeah.
Because that kid is just... The turtles walk down some stairs from the sewer, I guess, and they come across these kids. And they're singing a song about getting a gift for Splinter, which is the chorus, gotta get a gift for Splinter. It's the worst.
Is it the worst song in the whole thing?
Maybe. I mean, because they're not, like, in tone with one another. It's very dissonant. I don't care for it.
I think that's just the style of the song.
That could be. It's bad, is what I'm saying. Like, Leonardo is suggesting stuff, and the other turtles are shooting it down, not providing any, you know, additional ideas.
Now, I'd be upset that, like, hey, turtles, don't let these children know who you are, but this is not the worst of what happens, keeping their identity secret.
Not wrong. And Michelangelo's wearing a scarf, because reasons...
Perhaps because the orange is so red that it looks like he could be Raphael.
Yeah, that's probably it. Like, the turtles have a permanent Joker grin, and you can see their gums, and it's really frightening, honestly. It's just unsettling.
Yeah, they're not great.
So, the song ends, and Raphael's like, hey, we got like 2 hours, can we stop singing and do stuff?
He's got a point. Oh,
but
so
then...
now they're in Times fucking Square.
Because ninjas are silent and unnoticeable. To keep that in, you know, true to life, Michelangelo pauses to start singing opera next to a Santa. I do not know the name of the song, and I did not look it up since the first time we recorded. Because it's one of the Christmas songs that I don't care for and ask Alexa to skip.
It's one of the ones that, like, you would hear on your way to church to get you in the mood for church, I think. Who is making a VHS Christmas special for children and is like, I know, opera! I don't care what it's coming out of.
This is for the parents.
And then Raphael steals that bell from Santa, rings it twice, and hands it back to Santa.
He's trying to summon a butler or something. I don't know.
And then Leonardo and Raphael try and pick up Michelangelo?
And then stop immediately.
And they don't.
It's as though they were given no direction during to what to do during this. So they just kind of stumble about and try to make it interesting.
Also, I've never been to Times Square, but this is not the Times Square from, you know, Amazing Spider-Man 2 where Jamie Foxx, like, electrocutes everyone. There's just a Sbarro. That's it.
It's probably not Times Square.
They say it is, though, right?
I don't remember.
I think they might. I mean, maybe in the back, like...
I think we're supposed to believe that it is.
Times Square or something. Yeah.
I think it's just a weird intersection. They're like, fuck, we can pretend this is Times Square. We don't have to
they show you
worry
the
about people.
And I guess if we were more, you know...
New York savvy?
Yeah, versed in New York streetage.
It's a grid pattern. So somehow they've wasted another hour, and Raphael's is like, we only have like an hour left. Can we please buy a thing for Splinter? Michelangelo's like, I could sing for him. And they all bail on that idea also. We cut to a store, I guess? I don't know. We just have like a sheet and some lights... As Raphael holds up different stuff and the turtles yell, no.
We couldn't get permission to fill it in a store, so just throw their sheet up.
Yeah. So they land on and decide to get him a framed, severely burned pizza.
Yeah, it looks really gross.
The other options were like 7 yo-yos, shoes, ties.
Sky, you don't have to go through it now. They're going to go through a really long song about all of them in a minute.
Yes, they will. So they start rapping.
What are they rapping?
Well, they're rapping Splinter's gift while they're singing the rap rap.
Oh.
Guess what that's about?
Rap.
Yes. And all of the homonyms.
I know you hate all of this, but here's the part that really bothers me, is their double-sided wrapping paper. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's probably really expensive.
Well, they're stealing, so
oh, yeah,
whatever. But yeah, so they're, Leonardo is rapping about wrapping a present.
And the others are just waving their hands around behind them.
The hype men. You know how it is, with the rip-raps and
the
rapists doing stuff.
Ruse.
Uh-huh. It goes on for a very long time,
each
and there's like a high-five thing.
Each song seems longer than the last. But you know, for the hardcore Turtle fans out there, this is what they live for.
Well, this is something that I watch every Christmas. That's not true. I've only seen this 3 times now.
And they've all been with me.
Yep.
Trying to record this podcast.
Yep. The rap-rap's fine as the songs go.
As far as raps from 1994 raps from 1994 go.
Yep. They have like this weird high five finger twiddly thing that they do whilst rapping.
And they're not doing any actual rapping.
No, the package is completely
in front of the
they folded the paper over it and they're like, that's probably fine.
Can you imagine just being so excited about rapping that you don't get it done because you have to sing about it?
No, because I hate rap.
I know, I have one more package to wrap.
I haven't wrapped anything.
Sky, it's Christmas Eve, what are you doing?
It is not. It's Christmas Day.
Right now?
So they throw the presents under the tree and then they like do a fade and they come back and it seems like Donatello just couldn't wait, but it seems to be Christmas morning. They just didn't change the lighting at all.
I mean, I guess when
and then
the lighting is the same in morning or night.
Could be. But then Splinter comes out and he's fucking terrifying.
He looks like someone took a Chuck E. Cheese robot and just soaked it in water.
And let it fester.
Yeah. Things grew
like,
on it.
I look at it, and I don't see rat. It's some sort of marsupial.
Yeah, some sort of marmot.
It's fucking terrible. Like, we thought that the next mutation Splinter was bad. This thing is a fucking nightmare.
It looks like something that they probably have in Australia that will kill you if you come across it, you know, in the bush.
It looks like a rejected Power Rangers monster. Like, no, it's
like,
not,
no,
it's gross, but it's not scary, and it's not big enough.
Yeah.
So they just took that head and popped it on some guy wearing robes.
That's not real enough. Give us a, is there a scarecrow with a pumpkin head that wraps?
What if we turn the pumpkin upside down so the mouth's on top?
Whoa.
That's terrifying. So, he tricks everybody with clever raps and rhymes.
But then, like, what does he put on their head? A pumpkin?
Pumpkins, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they suffocate and die. So Splinter's song is the 12 Days of Christmas, but with shit that the turtles brought him.
12 Days of Christmas is 30 minutes long, so we can
yeah,
talk about Harry.
It's the fucking worst. I hate every version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Just start at 12, do it once,
except
and be done.
The ones by the Muppets.
That one is okay for a while, but that one goes on just as long as the rest of them, and I grow very weary by the end and can't remember anything past 7.
No one knows anything past 5. As, like, the average of the world.
Yeah. Well, it's because 5 makes a big deal.
Yeah. That's Miss Piggy sings that one in the Muppets.
Yes, because she loves gold things. They kind of lean into some racism here, where they get him some silk kimonos and chopsticks.
But again, that's something he might...
And they also steal manhole covers. Well, a manhole cover, because it's one manhole cover. Or no, two manhole covers, and
but
then a pizza.
Show you one.
Right. Well, they're super heavy.
We have one at work that we have to move sometimes. And it's... I don't know how people steal them. They're so heavy.
They got a team of people.
It takes two of us to get it out and just, like... sort of roll it next to the hole.
The turtles make it look real easy. So, like, they get him sneakers. They get him, like, 11 pairs of sneakers, and he doesn't have human feet.
Well, I mean, the turtles seem to, so maybe he does too. We don't know that for sure.
I guess. We never see them.
Raphael daintily holds them up.
Yeah.
And then Raphael gets the fakest looking drink of punch I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah, he doesn't pour anything into that cup, and he definitely doesn't drink any of
because
it.
Because they give him a stern warning. If you get juice on this, you're paying the deposit.
So he finally gets to 12. Either the voice actor or somebody fucks up, or it's staged where he gets lost and then comes back at 5, because that's where everybody knows where to come in.
Also, Sky, we haven't mentioned a very important thing.
That there are just...
super urchins?
There's just Blossom in there.
Yeah, there are just kids dressed like Blossom hanging out with the turtles in their sewer. Totally forgot about that, because we'd already done this one, so we became accustomed to it. We got Stockholm Syndrome from this thing.
Yeah... And then, like, they go through all the crap that they bought him, like 10 yo-yos and shoes and frisbees and chopsticks and ties. And he's like, you guys didn't have to do any of that. You could have just been like, hey, Merry Christmas, and we would have been cool. I didn't get you assholes anything, so it's, you know, thanks for making me feel bad. You can have all of my shoes if you want.
I don't think I've ever gotten anyone a present and then be like, you didn't have to do that. You could have just said Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you're not an ancient Japanese ninja master.
Not yet.
Michelangelo, of course, orders pizza. He has a phone booth. I honestly would love to have a phone booth in my house.
You would just take your cell phone in there to make
phone
calls.
Yeah. It's neat. We've reached the end of the show, so they sing, "We Wish You a Turtle's Christmas," which is, you know, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," but with turtle spliced in.
Pretty much.
And some other stuff.
I mean, that's really the theme of the whole show, is regular Christmas with some turtles spliced in.
So there's like, I don't know, between 10 and 13 kids. They're just dangling off the set, and it's just like, it seems very precarious, and you abducted all of these children.
Did they abduct them, or did they, like, gaslight them into, like, living in their sewer with them? Like,
and Splinter eats them during the night?
Yeah, they don't want you on the surface. They abandon you there.
I think that's the exact plot of the Foot Clan in the first movie.
Oh, maybe that's what happened here. Maybe they were like, alright, we've got to fight these teenage children with teenage children, but all the teenage children had been taken, so it's nothing but these preteens. They're going to train them from a young
How many of these children do you think these are the actual Ninja Turtles?
That's a good question.
Because it's hard to tell how old they are, but they probably can't be older than 14.
There's a couple young-looking ones, too,
yeah.
So... Yeah, so, they might be like, I danced with Leonardo once.
Yeah.
Writing about that in the journal or whatever. How many people on screen right now do you think are dead in real life? That one. The one they just zoomed in on.
The little girl? She went missing in the sewer they filmed in.
We lost Becca. Whatever. Her parents signed the release.
It ends, and they wish us a turtle Christmas and a
yourself,
totally awesome new year.
And you think to yourself, thank goodness it's over.
And they roll the credits. And then we get that image of the turtles and the ooze that they totally stole from the first movie. And then we get a reprise, if you will, of We Wish You a Turtle Christmas. And it goes on and on. And then...
And on and on.
And then suddenly, out of nowhere, like, the music ends. And then they just start yelling over the credits.
There's just enough silence for you to be like, thank God. But then the video doesn't end. I feel like this is some sort of, like, The Ring or something. Like, if we had actually watched this on VHS.
You know what? We probably shouldn't have watched it a third time. That's probably the trigger mechanism of the third.
Oh, so now we are going to become whatever happened to Splinter?
That's right. Our faces are going to melt.
Water-soaked robot rats.
It's still going. And by reprise, we mean just they're just singing the song again,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, just started over.
I thought it was much shorter. Oh, there we go. So, like, for whatever reason, they give Leonardo a New York accent in addition to Raphael having one.
That's your biggest complaint with this.
Well, it's weird because they always give Raph the New York accent because he's tough and he likes things big or whatever.
But there's only two people doing the voices in this.
Yeah.
So that could be part of it. That's the only voice he knows.
So The turtles themselves.
There's a turtle consultant on this.
Is there?
Christopher Parker, turtle consultant.
Wish that was my job. But the turtles themselves start yelling about how the 12 Days of Turtles or whatever was too long. And it just keeps going, and they're just yelling at each other. Because no one can speak softer than a yell.
We know that from the next
mutation. It's well documented.
I didn't see Eastman or Laird's name on this anywhere.
No, there's no way this could have been unauthorized. They may have just asked to have their names taken off.
Like George Lucas in the Star Wars Holiday Special.
That's right. So credits ended approximately 30 seconds ago, and they're still yelling.
We're not sure about what.
Not sure why.
Like, even when we weren't talking over it, I was just like, what is happening? And then...
there it is.
There, by the grace of God, it finally ends. So
oh, boy.
We wish you a turtle Christmas.
I think it was pretty turtle-rific. Jake, what would you say is the most turtle-rific part?
Drowned robot. Splinter. Just... Ooh, or that really fake drink of punch. I hate when people fake drink on TV. It really bothers me, and I don't know why.
I would cut the man or the person wearing a giant rubber turtle suit a little more slack because he can't see what he's doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I catch your meaning.
He doesn't have to do that, though.
Like. Right. There was a part where Michelangelo was putting a pizza slice in his mouth and then just taking it out complete.
Like, even the Cookie Monster puppet, like, crushes up the cookies. What's your most turtle-rific part of it?
Oh, boy. I love Michelangelo's festive scarf.
It doesn't even look like it would do any warming. It's no. So thin.
It's very thin and very long and just white. It's not even Christmas-themed.
No, yeah. Where they just, like, just... get some fabric, make him a scarf. We can't tell him apart from the red one. This is the kind of production where they just refer to them as the red one.
Absolutely. What else was pretty terrific? Overall, the turtle costumes weren't terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
but they weren't great.
They weren't, but they were way better than I would have expected from a budget of $40.
That's true. And then people probably paid $22 for this VHS. It's a dollar a minute.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was Turtles Christmas.
It's weird that essentially that the Turtles have this, hey, let's hang out and sing, and the Power Rangers have a very similar VHS.
With more child abduction and less Power Rangers.
Yeah, which we'll do next year, because I really like that one because it's so silly. And it's less terrible than this, but it's just weird that was just a thing that you would do. Just be like, I don't know, just get the robot costume and some kids. Or get the turtle costume and some kids. Just get a costume and some kids and you can trick the parents into buying.
Especially grandparents.
Yeah, I don't even think like we got the... I didn't know this Turtles one was a thing, but we had the Power Rangers VHS. And I didn't know that... All right, damn it. Just edit this all backwards. I don't think that we even got that as, like, a gift. I think it was just a thing that, like, we had to have or we would die.
That sounds likely. Yeah. It's hard to believe that I didn't have this as a kid, though.
Right?
Because I have... Everybody knew. That was my thing. Like, you... from ages, like, 2 to 5... You'll be very... It's a hard time to finding a picture of me with no Ninja Turtle in hand.
I mean, it's hard to find a picture of you now with that. It's like how everything I will receive as a gift for the next 5 days has Lord Star Wars written on it.
Yeah. We each found our thing and cling to it till death. Yeah, so this is our holiday special. Thank you guys very much for listening, and we would like to wish you a very happy holiday, whatever it is that you celebrate.
This time Sky did have a good this holiday with me instead of without me. That I had to find out about in a fucking podcast feed later that I was wishing everyone a Thanksgiving.
It's true. He told me specifically that I'm not allowed to thank anybody for anything.
Not without
unless he
permission.
Approves it. Yep.
Not even if you're at the store and someone gives you change. Ma'am, I'm going to have to call in a guy before I can tell you thank you.
That's right. But hope you guys have a happy and safe holiday and a good new year. And we will see you
on the other side with some terrible shit.
Woo! And we'll be coming back with The Inhumans, which will be just a whole thing.
Have you already watched all 8 of them?
Yep.
Oh, I haven't watched any of them, and I thought I was going to get away with not watching any of them. Sky's a dick.
Merry Christmas.
I look forward to that ending so we can start Animorphs proper.
Yes, that'll be fun too.
Do we get to see Inhumans in IMAX like it was meant to be seen?
I don't think it would help, honestly. You would just be even more annoyed because it would be so expensive for something terrible.
Can we go see The Last Jedi in IMAX?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
Thank you guys very much. We'll see you next year. Bye. Have a happy holiday. Bye. I'm rapping up my rap Christmas song. Christmas morning is almost here. I've been rapping all night long, but I'll do my best when I'm rapping my gift. I take a lot of pride when I put the gift inside of the rap. Here we go, yeah. The rap. Come on, say it again, y'all. The rap. Aw, yeah. The rap. I get it. The rap. Oh, come on. I say the rap. Oh, come on, everybody, say it one last time. I say the rap.
Remember when I chomped into the microphone on the other one to annoy you? It's really gross.
Yeah, it is.
It's like grosser than...
than you had expected?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I make it to hell, that's what I'm going to hear predominantly. Just wet mouth sounds and like a distant beep that changes positions.
Smoke alarm was gonna be
I just can't fucking find it.